faster than a speeding bullet, more powerful than a locomotive, able to leap tall buildings at a single bound. Look, up in the sky, it's a bird, it's a plane, it's Superman!
It's Superman, strange visitor from the planet Krypton, who came to Earth with amazing physical powers far beyond those of mortal men, and who, disguised as Clark Kent, mild-mannered reporter for a great metropolitan newspaper, wages a never-ending battle for truth and justice. Today, while Superman searches for him, Freddy, the tiny midget, is asleep in the cellar of a big house, unaware that the boot and a man named Minter stand beside him, making plans for him to betray humanity.
Look, Minter, he's starting to wake up.
Good. I will carry him to a room upstairs. You must not let him see you.
Why?
Because I do not wish him to remember this cellar or you, whom he hates and fears. If I am to hypnotize him, he must be perfectly at ease.
I understand. How long should this take?
If all goes well, I will have his great secret for you in a few minutes.
Good. Excellent. Go to work.
Well, I'm a little embarrassed, gang, because, well, you see, Superman told me he'd be here at this time to say something to you, so I'm not prepared. Well, here he is now.
Yes, Ralph, in person.
I was beginning to think maybe you'd forgotten.
Oh, you needn't have worried, Ralph. I always keep my promises. All honest people do. Now, the only reason I wanted to be here at this point is to remind you, fellas and girls, of the little talk we gave you last week about the high cost of living. I want to remind you once again that you can cooperate with your folks at a time when food and clothing are so costly by, well, for instance, by not wasting, by taking good care of your clothes, by being careful of your health, and by not asking mother or dad to buy you things you don't need. Also, sharing what you have with others helps to make things easier all around. Keep those simple things in mind, will you? I know your folks will appreciate your thoughtfulness. Now I must get back to work. See you in a few seconds. Up, up, and away!
And now, the adventures of Superman. Unaware that he was the possessor of an amazing secret which involves the fate of the entire world, Freddy, a midget scarcely 3 feet tall, was captured by an international conspirator known as the Boot. The Boot learned that Freddy's late master, a famous nuclear physicist named Sir Hubert Clay, had hypnotized the midget and confided his great secret to him before he died. And, believing that if he knew the secret, he could control the world, the ex-Nazi agent summoned a hypnotist named Minter and told him...
The midget can only reveal what he knows when he is in a state of hypnosis. So I want you to hypnotize him and obtain from him Sir Hubert's secret.
But a person cannot be hypnotized unless he is willing, you know. And this midget is...
Leave him to me. I have a drug which will make him very willing and extremely cooperative.
Then, while Superman, knowing that Freddy was the Boot's prisoner, undertook the monumental task of searching every inch of Metropolis for them, the tiny man awakened from a drugged sleep on a couch in the library of a colonial mansion in a Metropolis suburb. The windows in his room are shuttered, and a single table lamp casts a soft glow as Freddy, rubbing his eyes with his little fists, looks wonderingly into the serene face of Minter, whom he has never seen before.
Where am I?
Don't worry, Freddy. You're safe in my house.
Who are you?
I am Robert Archer.
Robert Archer?
That's right.
Then you are the chap my late master, Sir Hubert Clay, instructed me to find?
That's right, Freddy. He told you to say to me, X is to Freddy as Y is to Seri, correct?
Yes, so he did. But there was more.
Yes?
Let me see. I was to say, the equation equals the first day of February. In the name of heaven, act quickly.
The first day of February?
Yes. My head seems awfully woolly at the moment. But I distinctly remember his saying, I must find you before February 1st, or something quite terrible would happen to the world on that day.
Really?
I say, you possibly know what he meant.
No, you must tell me.
But I have no idea of what he meant.
Of course you do, Freddy. You know everything, subconsciously.
I say, what are you talking about, old chap?
Do you remember that before Sir Hubert died, he hypnotized you?
Yes. He said it was important for some reason, but...
Well, when Sir Hubert hypnotized you, he told you his great secret. Then he instructed you to forget it when you were awake, but to remember it again when I hypnotized you.
Great Jupiter, fancy that. Wasn't that a jolly brilliant idea?
It was. Now, have you any objections to my hypnotizing you, Freddy?
Well, I say you are Robert Archer, aren't you?
Would I know the meaning of Sir Hubert's strange message you brought if I weren't?
Well, no, I suppose you wouldn't, would you?
Of course not. Well then, shall we begin?
Very well, old man. You may proceed when you're ready. As I recall, it's very simple. I just look into your eyes.
Yes, you look steadily into my eyes. And listen to me. Just listen to me.
Wonderful, Minta, wonderful. I heard everything. The Major told you all. And now Sir Hubert's secret is mine. With it, I will be master of the whole world.
Oh, no. You mean you and I will be masters together.
What is this?
I know the secret now, too, my friend. And I mean to share equally in the spoils.
Impossible. You are mad. I promised you a fee, $1,000, but this is... Ridiculous.
When you have a secret such as this discovery of Sir Hubert Clay, you expect me to be content with a measly $1,000? You must think I'm a fool.
Yes. You are a great fool, Minta, if you think you can blackmail the boat. You must be joking.
Oh, no, I'm not joking. I mean what I say.
For years... followed Sir Hubert, watching his experiments and waiting to steal his great discovery. For the last year, I have followed the midget, taking great chances. And now you dare...
You killed Sir Hubert. The midget said so. If I call the police...
You will not call the police, my friend. In fact, you will never call anyone again.
No. Stay away from me. Stay away, I said. Help!
March. Where are you, March?
I am here, sir.
Oh, come with me.
Where, sir?
Upstairs. We must dispose of the midget.
Yes, sir. What about the hypnotist, sir?
I have already taken care of him. Now we will finish the midget, and then I must leave at once, March. I have work to do. Yes, very important and wonderful work.
I've searched every inch of Metropolis, Inspector Henderson. Every building, every room, every cellar. And I can assure you, Freddy and the boot are not in the city.
Then they can't be far away, Superman.
That's what I thought. Now, I'm not so certain.
Well, I'm sure the boot went underground nearby. I put out a statewide alarm for him less than 2 hours after he left Clark Kent's apartment with the midget. So don't worry. We'll find him eventually.
Yes, but eventually may be too late, Inspector. I've told you the boot knows how to obtain Sir Hubert's secret from Freddy. Every second counts now. And if we're to find Freddy and the boot before it's too late, well, it seems to be up to me.
What do you plan to do?
If the boot is hiding out around here, I figure he must have accomplices.
Right.
Chances are, if the hideout is in a suburb or village, the accomplices are supposedly respectable people whom the police would never suspect.
Well, that's possible, but
now, wait,
just...
Wait, huh? Inspector. So I'm going to comb the suburbs and the nearby villages and farms the same way I covered the city. I'm going to examine every house, every store, every cellar, every shed.
That's a pretty tall order, even for you, Superman.
I know, but we're playing for tall stakes, Inspector. For the security of the civilized world, for our very lives. So I better get started at once. Do you mind if I leave by this window?
Not at all.
So long, Inspector.
So long, and good luck, Superman.
Thanks. Up and away!
Leaping high from police headquarters, Superman streaks away through the morning sky to renew his search for Freddy and the boot in the suburbs and villages surrounding Metropolis. And as we know, his quarry is in a suburban mansion where we last saw Freddy in dire peril of his life. What will happen? We'll be back in a moment for the exciting climax of today's episode. So keep listening.
You know, gang, I've got a funny feeling. A lot of you are thinking that I've sort of forgotten about the Superman hidden word contest, or that we've been deliberately avoiding the subject. Well, you're wrong on both counts. Actually, the reason I haven't spoken about it for a few days is that I had no real news for you, and I thought you might be tired of my telling you again and again that the judges are making wonderful time plowing through the avalanche of entries. Well, that is still true. Except that now, I think it's safe to say that unless there's a serious hitch in plans, we will definitely begin announcing the names of the 1,000 lucky winners either toward the end of this week or not later than the beginning of next week. Isn't that swell? And incidentally, I thought it might interest you to know that, at least to our knowledge, there has never been anyone else ever who announced the names of 1,000 contest winners on the air. We're doing it because we feel you'd like to hear your name announced as a winner. And even if you don't win, you'd like to hear who does. So don't miss a single episode this week. Be with us every day to make sure you don't miss your name announced as a winner. Keep listening.
And now, back to the adventures of Superman.
Accompanied by a man named March, the boot has entered the library of the suburban colonial mansion in which he had left Freddy, only to receive a surprise.
Great Lucifer.
What is it, sir?
He's gone, March. The midget is gone.
Oh, no, sir. Why, that's impossible.
Look for yourself, he isn't here.
But the door was locked, and the shutters are still on the windows. They're fastened in place. See?
Yes, yes.
Oh, he couldn't have left this room,
but
sir.
But obviously he did leave somehow. He must be found.
Wait. What is that? Something in the fireplace.
Oh, so that is where he is, eh?
Of course, sir. He must have climbed up the flue of the fireplace into the chimney. He's up there now. Hear him, sir?
Yes. The little fool must have recovered from the drug I gave him and tried to escape. Are the grounds surrounded?
Yes, sir.
Good. Listen closely now. My plane is ready, so I must leave at once. Meanwhile, you will build a fire in the fireplace. Then the smoke will drive the stupid little one to the roof, where you can arrange for him to be shot. You understand?
I understand, sir.
Now I go, for I must be in a certain far-off place before February the 1st. But you will hear from me. And when you do...
What then, sir?
Then I will be master of the whole world.
Exultantly, the boot turns on his heel and hurries from the house to a low hangar on the park-like estate, where a plane waits for him. And at the same time, March starts a fire in the library fireplace. A fire designed to mean the end of Freddy and to ensure Sir Hubert's secret for the evil purposes of the boot. What will happen as Superman, hot on the trail but still several miles away, is unaware that the boot has apparently triumphed? There's a thriller minute in store for you in tomorrow's exciting episode, fellows and girls. So don't miss it. Tune in, same time, same station, for Chapter 10 of Dead Man's Secret on The Adventures of Superman.
Superman is a copyrighted feature appearing in Superman DC Comics magazine and is brought to you Monday through Friday at this same time. This program came from New York. Stay tuned to your mutual station for Captain Midnight, which follows in just a moment. And right after Captain Midnight, you will hear Tom X and his Ralston Straight Shooters. This is the Mutual Broadcasting System.